Obviously, we think I'm taller than I am. What's up? First, just wanted to really thank everyone in and around this building, a lot of our support staff for their efforts during training camp. People who kind of go under the radar. Don Smolinski and his team do an unbelievable job of getting this building prepared. Tony Leonard with the fields. You know, Greg Delamitros, our equipment guy, all the work we put him through. Our trainer, Chris Peduzzi. You know, our security guy, Dom, Derek and his crew, all these people who really make our lives easier and that we don't talk about a lot. So just how this training camp went, want to thank them as we start off here. Questions?
How was it getting down to 53? How tough was it? How are you
doing? Well, I think as you get better, as you improve the talent level, it gets harder. And so we had some tough cuts, but as coach goes through what he's looking for in each position and what he's looking for in backups, some of those things kind of become clearer to us.
Are you comfortable with three running backs now, or do you anticipate maybe another move or two?
Yeah, we opened last season with three running backs, and I think you're talking about three good players there and a versatile skill set and all those guys. So, you know, that's kind of why we made the decision in that direction.
How could you how come no trades could happen with some of these guys who apparently have some ability?
Well, I think it's hard when you look back at the history of trades at the deadline. You know, there's kind of a skepticism about what's going to happen with those guys, just to be frank about it, you know. So a lot of the trades that happened when we made trades have happened a couple of weeks before cuts because when you get a guy now at the wire, you're kind of married to them as opposed to bring them in, seeing what they do, kind of like we did with the Colts a couple of weeks ago. Getting your hands on them, getting to find out more about the player makes it easier when you have to make a move.
Chris Pope didn't play any preseason games, had been hurt for much of training camp. Can you talk about him making the 53 over some players who were very productive?
Well, Chris Polk certainly has a body of work, and when you talk about backup spots, I know Chip has talked a lot about in backups looking for special teams contributions. He's done a really good job for us on special teams. Another guy who has a different skill set when you're talking about Chris Polk. You know, he's 220 pounds, been successful in the NFL, and that's not to shortchange some of the guys that we let go who had good camps. And for us, it was kind of looking at that body of work and how hard Chris worked here in the offseason.
And the feeling is that the hamstring is going to be okay for the near future?
Yeah, certainly. You know, we're counting on Chris Polk here going forward. I don't know the exact timetable about practice or anything like that. We'll get an update when we get back here.
How about Cody Parkey winning the kicker job? What did you see from him in the last week, you know, since he was acquired and traded?
Well, certainly you can see he's got a strong leg, and for him, he just had an approach to it where he looked very comfortable, and we had watched him. Coach Phipp had gone and worked him out at Auburn, so we had kind of tracked him, knew what his history was at the University of Auburn in the SEC, led the nation in touchbacks, and then came in here and did a good job not only in the game but in practices, and great opportunity for him, and we're excited to see him. Well, I'd say yesterday meeting with all our players, you know, our coaches, our head coach, position coach, coordinator, meeting with all our players, myself, that's the hardest day we have all year because we have some good football players. All the guys that we had really to a man worked really hard, gave us everything they had, do everything we asked of them. And so to tell those guys that they're not on this team is a tough thing. By the same token, because of the amount of reps that they got in the preseason, we're hopeful that some of them get jobs somewhere else. And we got a name and practice squad tomorrow, so that's another 10 guys that we could add. And then the next 24, 36 hours are kind of hectic. There's a lot of players to look at. Our personnel department has done a tremendous job throughout the summer of looking at those guys and getting a head start. I don't think there will be anyone waived that we don't have a preliminary grade on. And so it's hectic. You don't feel that way. I think that once we get later in the week, you can try to start focusing now on college, free agency, and practice squads and kind of getting prepared. It's a unique situation where, you know, during the season, your focus is really on next season when the team is focusing on each game each week.
Howie, are you in with Chip when you talk to the players, or you do it separately?
We do it individually.
Oh, okay. Did any of the players, who does it first, Chip?
No reason.
I just,
right.
The question really is, was there anybody that was surprised
But I just looked at your shirt. I'm surprised you have an Oklahoma City Thunder shirt on. Is there any reason on that? Or
the winners.
Oh, man.
And actually, I'm
okay. Sorry. Yeah. That just distracted me for a second. Well, I think it's hard on anyone. You know, people have expectations, and a lot of our guys worked really hard, and I think that they'll get opportunities around the league. And just because it wasn't the right fit for this moment here doesn't mean that along the line we're not going to need some of these guys.
Howie, how did Alex Henry take it? You guys drafted him. What was that? How did that kind of go?
Well, I don't think it's fair to any player to talk into the reactions of them individually. You know, that's one of the things that we take pride on is having our own relationships with our players and keeping that. But I would just say all of us would thank Alex for his 3 years here. He's a tremendous guy. He was an 86% kicker, a field goal kicker for us in his 3 years here. And so, you know, we just owe him thanks for the way he's handled everything and what he's done the last 3 years.
Trey Burton do to win a roster position?
Well, you can see he's really athletic. And then, again, when we talk about the guys who are backups, his contributions on teams, his ability to contribute on special teams is important. And those guys are hard to find, big bodies who can run and catch. So he was an interesting guy for us.
Any area that you thought that you would keep more or less players in any area of the football team?
Well, as you can see, we went heavy on the offensive line, and I think that's a great credit to those offensive linemen and what they did. You know, for us, those guys, the way that they worked in the offseason, then again the opportunities in the preseason games, and did a really strong job. And so probably that number's a little bit higher than maybe anticipated going into camp, but that's what the games are for. That's what the competition's about.
Is there a way to kind of qualify how much it changed from before Thursday night's game to today, to this moment, the 53?
No, I mean, I think you have to take everything into account, and that's how they worked in the offseason, which, again, our team as a whole did a tremendous job, and then how they did during mini camps, and then how they did every day in training camp, and then how they did in the games. And until you have a complete picture for some of those guys, it's hard to get an answer. And so I think that Thursday kind of completes the picture and allowed us to kind of make the moves that we did here in the last 24 hours.
Howie, as a GM, how do you weigh the production a player has versus the potential another guy might have?
Well, I think that's always the question that you're looking for, because you're always worried about letting go a young guy that has potential. But that by the same token, you got to win games, and you got to put yourself in position to have the best 53 guys. And a coach and our coaching staff certainly deserve that. You know, we're in the business of trying to win games right now, and at the same time, continuing to get better and build our roster. So I think that when we discuss things, that's some of the discussions you have, and it's always a balance. But I think as we look at this team, you know, I think it strikes the right balance of veterans and youth and experience and inexperience.
What are those guys you're hoping to put on the practice squad?
Well, certainly it doesn't help us to talk about anyone that we're looking to put on the practice squad as they go through waivers right now. Another guy who did a really good job in preseason, has a great story, has come back from a lot of adversity, and have a lot of admiration for the kid and the player.
What are the next 24 hours like for you and your staff, and how have you guys prepared for the next day at the
Hack? Well, really started preparing since the day we've been in training camp. You know, had a list together of guys that we thought potentially may get cut or be on the back end of rosters, and we do that based on draft status, depth at a particular position, and we get organized on all that stuff in June so we can come back. We're on those guys, and then we'll have a grade on all the guys that are on the wire, and we've done, I'd say, probably 90% of that work already, so that really in the next less than 24 hours, probably the next 16 hours, we're able to put those guys in front of our coaches and our head coach and see if there's anywhere that we think's worthy of making a claim.
More for this session?
Oh. Perfect. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.